Not only is Thanksgiving a time of joy, happiness, and general merriment, it is also, for lack of a better word, a time for food. Lots of food. My mom always makes an extravagant amount of food, so by the end of the meal, our guts are busting with delicious vegetarian delicacies. Of course, most of the stuff we get is in a package because, unlike real turkey, it wasn't alive before it was packaged. We generally have tofurkey, unturkey, drumsticks, turkey stuffing, and the like. These might seem strange, even disgusting, to the untrained palate, but I assure you, when you grew up eating these things, you're quite used to them. When Thanksgiving rolls around, my mom's friend, Robin, usually comes over to our house, or we to hers. And after we are done eating at her house, we generally watch a movie. If we are at our house, we play a spirited game that my mom made up, where we pass around a hat filled with pieces of paper. We pass around the hat and read the paper, which has instructions of how you have to show your thankfulness. My mom's Thanksgivings were quite different. Hers consisted of curling up in a chair and reading. Boring. The men would be lounging around watching football or drinking beer, and the women would be toiling in the kitchen. Then all of them would eat, after which the women would go back into the kitchen and clean up. The men would retire back to the den and drink more beer. It is kind of interesting how traditions of food and holidays have changed in my family over just two generations.